Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome back to Phone in a Friend Season 2, Episode 1.
Ah! That was a lot.
That was a lot, but if you guys could see me right now, would you make it the opportunity to at one point?
Yeah, not this one.
I don't know. Okay. But if you guys could see me right now, you would see the huge grin that I have on my face right now. I am so happy to be here doing another season with you all in 2023. But yeah, we're just going to get right to it. We are going to be...
It's been a while, y'all. We got to get back into the groove.
Yeah. Definitely have to get back into the groove. So, you all may be familiar with New Year, Same God.
Yeah.
It is. Okay. New Year, Same God. This is New Year, Same God Part 2, right? Where we get into God's consistency and who God's character is. Let's get into it.
Yeah.
Okay, so I just want to, and I think last year we started this episode asking each other what are some things that have changed in our lives, and what are some things we're hoping or looking for change or improvement in, something like that. Okay, so I'm going to throw the ball to Ayana. What are some things that have changed in the past year, current year, however you want to answer that, however you want to look at that? And what are some things you're hoping to see change in?
Oh, goodness. So much has changed. And it took me, as cliche as it sounds, it took me sitting down and taking inventory of what I had at the end of 2022 to really realize just how much my life has changed. And there were some things that I had been, you know, hoping to leave 2022 with, you know, before, I guess, crossing the threshold into 2023. Instead of, and I could have sat in that, you know, with, you know, God, I was hoping to get this in the holiday season.
Yeah.
But what I did, and it was actually inspired by something that I saw someone else do on Instagram. She was like writing out her accomplishments for 2022, everything that she had accomplished. I think it was Marseille Martin from Black-ish, and just like writing out a list of accomplishments. And I was like, And instead of like writing out specifically accomplishments, you know, of my own, but what I decided to do more so was write out things that God had done for me or through me in 2022. And that's what made me realize, oh my goodness, my life really has changed. Like, so I'll even, let me see. I'll pull up the list. And then I kind of stopped halfway through because I was like, man, this is corny. I felt so corny doing it. But it really did put things in perspective. So January 1st, 2023 at 2:59 a.m. So y'all see, I was really, I was really in my feelings on New Year's because this was 3 a.m. So one of the things I put, and I'm just going to pick these out in random order, but because we're on the podcast now, one of the things I put was, not only did we start a podcast, but we completed a full season of a podcast, 20 episodes. We reached 8 countries at the time. We're now in more countries. But, and then I listed them out. So the US, the UK, Germany, Canada, New Zealand, Nigeria, Poland, and Spain, which is insane. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That is mind blowing.
We are international, y'all.
Like, what? So that alone already, like, made me come out of my feelings. Like, Ayana, really? I started a ministry page on Instagram that God has been teaching me to use my voice through even more, you know. Began serving at church and then started leading in 2 different areas of church. I'm now constantly surrounded by godly community, which is very new for me. I have new friendships and experiences that I cherish so much. I began hearing God in new ways, which I can't wait to talk about. We've got to do an episode on like ways that you hear from God because listen, I'm talking dreams, visions. It's so, I love talking about these things. So we got to do an episode on that.
I'm going to write
it. Yes, please. I committed to a leadership course and training that was way out of my comfort zone. It was something that was being offered at the church. And I literally had to convince myself each week to go. Like, it was that far out of my comfort zone, but I did it. Overcame fear, learned about spiritual forces and how to protect myself. And then just at the end, putting a statement that this has been the most full and purposeful year of my life, 2022. And after all of that, it's like, how can you even think of what you don't have in light of all of that, you know?
And I still have moments. but we all join the club, And I definitely would have to agree with this journey that 2022 has really, really taken us, me on. It's been a learning experience. I mean, I think every day in the life of someone who's on this Christian journey and walk is a learning experience. But it's just how much we tap into is how much we're going to learn from it. So if we're willing to learn, then we'll definitely be able to gain something and kind of just, I guess, walk in who God's trying to hone us into. Mm-hmm. With that being said, a lot has gone on in 2022, y'all. I found it funny, though, you mentioned during the holidays, you felt like something should have been changed. Mm-hmm. Like, you felt like, I don't know, God, like, this is the season of giving. Aren't I supposed to get something? Like, where's my prize? Where's my reward or something like that? And that kind of speaks to this episode title, the whole theme of this episode. You know, we're ushering in a new year. And we want everything to change. We feel like, all right, now it's a new year. Item by 10 should have been changed by now. But we have to remember that God is definitely not on our timing. Like, God is not, you know, he's not in time. He's like, oh, it's so hard to fathom what he is. God is time. He's like in time, outside of time, moving time. Like, and it's so hard for our brains to comprehend. So we get upset when things aren't working out the way that we would like them to. And to that, I really had to learn that, for starters, it doesn't make sense. Like, it doesn't even make sense spiritually. If God is with you in a situation that you're becoming either frustrated with or something that you feel should have improved by now, or you just want the situation to change, not even because it's negative, you just want change in the situation. If he's with you during that moment of stillness or silence or whatever you want to call it, God is with us during, I don't want to say those happy moments because that's not what I'm trying to say. God's with us during those times of change, those times of transition. That they may be exciting, they may be uncomfortable, but whatever it is, it's different for us. Mm-hmm. So does it make sense spiritually for him not to be with us in those moments where we feel like we're stagnant, but that may not even be the case? We may just be in a season where God wants us to remain still and allow him to work. I think a lot of times us Christians become confused with the difference between God, quote unquote, changing and God working behind the scenes.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. I feel like that was not the most cohesive point that I made. But yeah. Just think of, okay, so for instance, if I give an example, think of someone who works backstage of a play or something like that. For the most part, throughout the entire play, if you're stagehand, your role remains the same. Mm-hmm. Your position may change, but your role never changes. You know, you might be over here working the lights. You might be, you know, over here, I don't know, pulling the curtains. But at the end of the day, you work behind the scenes to make sure that the production on stage goes smooth.
Right.
And that's the role that God's playing. Just because his position changed doesn't mean that his character or role in our lives, on our walk, has changed.
That is a perfect analogy, too, because that is so creative. You should just pat yourself on the back. That was such a creative analogy. No, honestly, because, and then if you think about it, too, what did you call them? Stagehand?
Stagehand?
Yeah, listen, guys, I'm not well-versed in theater. I love to watch it, but I don't know the terms and everything. So, but, you know, what they're doing backstage, they're always at work backstage, even though we don't see it from the stage, you know? Mm-hmm. And they're doing things backstage that are going to help what takes place on stage happen, if that makes sense. I'm trying to, because I get what you're saying, but I too can't find the words to.
Yeah.
But just because we haven't seen a thing happen on stage yet doesn't mean that it's not in the works backstage. And that's kind of how it is with us. When we're trusting God to do something and we're waiting to see it manifest in the natural, and when in reality it's already done in the spirit, he's already worked on it in the spirit, and some things he's still working in the spirit, but we haven't seen it yet. I get what you mean. Guys, I hope we're making sense, because she said it and it clicked immediately.
I feel like it sounds like we're rambling, but
no, but it makes so much sense. It makes sense because it's honestly something that God has been helping me to learn. And so I feel like anyone who's been walking with God through something or through like a season of waiting, and he's been teaching you about, you know, the spirit and the natural, then you get this, you know? Yeah, I feel like people who are in this situation or who will find themselves in that situation, it's gonna click. But yeah, we might have to listen to this. We might have to play this back and listen to it. But I so get what you mean.
It's a rocky start, but I wanted to do this one specifically because, and I said, I've gone through a lot in 2022, and I can understand when people feel like God has abandoned them when they're in a certain season. Not that I've ever had that feeling myself, because I never per se felt like God has completely left me. But I have questioned, like, God, where are you? God, what are you doing? God, I don't understand why this is happening. I don't understand why the situation is still the way it is. And that's why earlier, that point I tried to make that I'm going to try to make again. If God is with you during your happy moments, during your up moments, during your exciting moments, joyous moments, why would he leave you when, and not to say that we need him any less when we're happy, but why would he leave you in a moment where you are questioning, where your faith could potentially waver or become weary? It doesn't make sense spiritually. And it doesn't make sense based on what we know about his character. You know, if we read, you know, our word, just look at Job. Look at Job's situation. And I think Job is a really great example. Most of us haven't lost half of what Job lost. And he's a great example of somebody who understood the concept of God's character. He understood that God was good. He understood that God wouldn't leave him. He understood that he didn't understand what God was doing. But I know God has a higher plan and a higher purpose. Not to say that he didn't question,
right?
But he understood God's character. And that's what allowed him to go through what he was going through.
Right. And it's God's character that keeps us grounded, you know? Because we all know that we're not always going to understand what he's doing. But because we know his character and we know his heart, we know that God is not ever doing anything to spite us. Because we can, like you said, there are people have gone through spaces where, or seasons where they felt like they've been abandoned by God. But when you know his heart and you know his character, you know there's no way he's abandoned you. You know there's no way he's doing this just to do it, you know? So it's something that I tell myself all the time, and something that I try to encourage other people in, where it's like, when you have nothing else to lean on his character. Because You know his heart for you. You know he has the best in mind for you. So even when it doesn't feel best, you know, even when it feels like there's got to be something better than this, you know what his intentions are. And so even when it sucks and you're like, God, why aren't you getting me out of this? God, why aren't you changing this circumstance? When you know his heart and you know his intentions for you, you know there's got to be more to this. And it's not as easy to just write it off because you know your God.
And God's character is literally like an anchor. It's so reliable, so strong, and it will keep you centered if you allow it to. You know, there's a scripture that I'm trying to remember, and I'm busting my brain while I'm talking to remember it, and it's about God's consistency.
Yeah, it's in Psalm 139, and it starts at verse 7, and it kind of ties in with what you were saying about how, you know, if God is with you, even in your happy and joyful moments, even at your high on the mountain, I guess, and we still need him there, how much more do we need him when we're low, you know? And why would he leave us then? So it's Psalm 139, starting at verse 7, and it says, "Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed, if I make my bed in the depths, there you are. If I rise on the wings of dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast." And it just goes to show, I don't know, I almost feel like it will be redundant to say, no matter where we go, he's there. But that's the truth. that's the reality.
And
it's
us that drifts. It's us that our hearts and minds get pulled away.
Yeah.
And even still, at times, God comes after us. God seeks us out. But also, too, we can take comfort in knowing that we can always come back home and always come take refuge under his wings and in his hands. Mm-hmm. Because, again, because his character is so reliable, dare I say again, it's not like us human beings. But God welcomes us with open arms. As a matter of fact, I imagine God kind of just sitting there just waiting. Just waiting. And it's that consistency that just reassures me constantly. It reassures me that I'm on the right track with my walk at times. I don't know how many times I can say that this walk is not to be sugarcoated. It's not to be taken lightly. And it's not easy.
It's not. At all.
And I think getting to know God for myself, that's what really sealed the deal for me. And not just getting to know him for myself, seeing his hand over my life and that form of reliability in that way where family and friends have fallen short in that way where I've fallen short.
Yeah.
And knowing that I can reach out to someone else who is just this solid, immovable rock. Period. Like, it really is something when you come to that realization.
And that's the same God aspect of that title, right? Because with each new year, I feel like we go in with so much worry of what the next year is going to bring. Like, oh my goodness, okay, it's got to be better than last year. I've got to go higher. I was here. I've got to do this. Is he going to sustain me this year? And we go in with so much worry. Regarding circumstance, you know, and that's where, and I don't know, that's why making that list helped me, because it's like, did he not have you in 2022? Did he not have you? Do you not see how your life has changed? Do you not see how he kept you the entire year, even in moments where you felt like things were rocky and shaky, but then you're able to look back and see how even in that, not only did he bring you through, but he taught you and he grew you. And it's like, yes, it's a new year, but it's the same God. It's like that title is so perfect. So,
yeah,
it's like rely on his unchanging nature.
It almost reminds me of that old school hymn from church. I don't want to because you guys aren't gonna know what I'm talking about. It's an old school hymn, so it goes. I'm cringing right now. I don't want to think it.
Just say the lyrics.
But it goes.
You think we won't get it if you say it?
Oh yeah, right. You're right. No, you're right. You almost saved me. You almost heard my crackling voice. But basically, the lyrics go: hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. Hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. And when I think of this title, New Year, oh man, we could go on forever talking about the new year and its quote-unquote newness. But when we talk about newness in the new year, it's all always just so surface level, earthly newness. Mm-hmm. When you think of like the new year, yes, it's actually a new year, but it's also symbolic for a lot of people. It means like a fresh start, new beginning, time to make, you know, New Year's resolutions, time to make changes in their lives. And the hope is that you would follow through with those changes, you know, throughout the rest of the year. But realistically, most people start their New Year's resolution and then fall off quite quickly because that change hasn't been instilled internally. And I think that is what this whole conversation is about. God's internal character, God's spirit within us is always there, not changing from year to year, because God, again, is not on our timeline. So when the new year comes, God's like, okay. I don't know that God is like, okay, but, you know, God's not on a holiday just because we are. And God's not making any New Year's resolution. God's plan was already working and will continue to work after the new year. Yeah. And
it's so funny because I feel like that's something we touched on in New Year, Same God, Part 1, where it's like, we always need like we need an occasion to start change for some reason. When it's a change that we could start tomorrow or today even. But it's like,
in this moment.
Yeah, but it's like no one wants to start a new regimen, or no one wants to start a new habit on a random Wednesday. It's like gotta be, if it's on a Wednesday and you're talking about something you want to do, you're like, all right, I'll start Monday. And it's like,
yeah, it's gotta be,
it's like, why? Or if it's the middle of the month, all right, I'll start on the first. And it's like,
yeah,
why? And it's so funny because and I definitely feel like I mentioned this either in that episode or another one, where God was like, every moment is the opportunity to do better. Every moment. Mm-hmm. So it's things where it's like, oh man, God, I really didn't get in my word today, but tomorrow I'm gonna, and he's like, do it now. And I'm like, oh,
tomorrow's a new day.
And I'm like, you know, I hear what you're saying.
My eyes are tired today. There'll be so much pressure tomorrow morning. Don't you think?
And it's so funny because, I mean, we say so much, oh, his mercies are new every morning. His mercies are new every morning. But it's a Thursday morning. That just don't feel right.
That's something we just throw around.
We just throw it around. I need to do it on Monday.
Meanwhile, everybody hates Monday.
Right. Like, you're going to want to
feel like doing much of anything.
Let alone something brand new. But, I mean, I don't know.
I'm like that with time. Like, I have to start stuff at the top of the hour.
Is there anything in particular, an area that you, I don't know, an area that you want to give special attention to this year?
Yes.
Whether that be spiritually or something personal.
Something personal. And I'm going to be a bit transparent.
Mm-hmm.
Self-doubt. So God chooses us for reasons, mm-hmm. particular reasons. And he puts us in particular situations to test us, to mold us, but also to draw out different parts of our character and our traits. And a part of trusting him is trusting where he has placed mm-hmm. you. And so I think that if God puts me somewhere, I really, really owe it to myself to stop doubting myself so much. Stop doubting my abilities, because it's not you in this position, you know. It's the spirit that's working in you in this position. And if I remember that, it's like I could be great. But I let Charlize get in the way of that, you know, and I let Charlize get in the way of what God wants to do in me, through me, in this position when I start overthinking. So I'm beating myself up when I make a mistake, or I hear somebody else's opinion and I'm like, oh, mine didn't sound that smart. Maybe I should try to sound better. Or maybe I should try to be smarter. Mm-hmm. So that's something that I've struggled with for a while. It's come a very, 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 very long way. Not far enough, I guess, because mm-hmm. I still struggle with it. So keep me in prayer with that. It's something that arises. And I've gotten really great at catching it and kind of nipping it in the butt and kind of just smacking it down like, you ain't doing this today, devil. But then there's other times where it kind of just lingers. And I overthink it, and it kind of festers into something else. But pray for me with that.
How about you, Ayana?
I feel like I want to encourage you in that, too, because that's definitely something that I still struggle with, too. And you just got to know, God is not going to call you to anything he doesn't intend to anoint you to do. And if you're mm-hmm. in that position, he's already given you the anointing to do it. It's just leaning into that and relying on his spirit. And I don't know how to put that into practical terms, because even myself too, people will be like, well, it's not in your own strength and you got to lean on the spirit. And I'm like, yeah, that's great. What does that look like practically? Give me something. But I'm trying to think of how I've been able to do that myself. And as far as leading, someone said this recently. I don't remember who, because you know I like to give credit, but I don't remember mm-hmm. who said it recently, but it helped me put that in perspective, because I kind of lost sight of, you know, not trying to do things in my own strength too. And they said, I feel like it was a he, but they said, instead of going into a room, not saying that this is what you do, but instead of going into a room trying to with the mindset of what can I get out of it, go into a room with the mindset of how can I add to this, what can I mm-hmm. add to this room, what can I give, how can I help, you know. And when you do that and you kind of take the focus off of yourself, it's almost like you start moving on autopilot, but, you know, it's not autopilot. It's this autopilot. It's the spirit working through you. I hope that makes sense. When you take the focus off of yourself and off of the how, it's hard to explain because it really is a supernatural thing, but I wish I had the words to explain this, Char. Do you get where I'm going, though?
The mindset should be that you're contributing instead of taking.
Right. And so,
and when you do that, you okay.
Yeah. And I think too, the thought behind that is when we go with that mindset of contributing, right? And not contributing in a performance mindset, but from a heart of service. When we do that, we're not so focused on executing something perfectly, if that makes sense. Because I feel like that insecurity that we have with the thing that God has called us to is, how good am I going to be at this? And that's a performance mindset, you know? But mm-hmm. when you go in mm-hmm. with the heart to serve, you're not wondering how well did I perform at the end of it. You're worried about whether you accomplished what God put you there to do, whether you helped the mm-hmm. people in the room in the way that God mm-hmm. intended for mm-hmm. you to help them. So as far yes. as, you know, leaning on the spirit, I feel like if we could give a practical means to that, it's doing that. It's shifting that mindset. Like the person said, I wish I could remember who said it, where it's not going into the room
focused on yourself, but going into the room focused on the people there and mm-hmm. helping them in the way that God intended you to help them. Because God put you in that room Very not true. For you. He put you in that room for the people in that room, you know? Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I think...
And you should be asking, mm-hmm. yeah, how can I please God? I understand completely what okay. you're saying. I understand 100% what you're saying. A lot of the things that we do, there's always two sides of it, mm-hmm. right? There's what we want to do and what God wants us
right.
to do. And when I'm in it, sometimes, a lot of times, it calls for confusion. It calls for, you know, mistakes and stuff like that. Not to say that that's always going to be, you know, a part of me. But as human beings, we are flawed. And in God, there's perfection. But not that we can be perfect. But with Him working in us, there is order and there is a bigger purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand completely what you're saying. Kind of removing yourself
mm-hmm.
from it, taking on a selfless act instead of a selfish type of mindset.
Yeah, and that I feel like that is practically how you lean on the Spirit to do what God called you to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's encouragement to the both of us, because I can say these things, but
yeah.
Oh, it is hard to actually follow that advice. And God reminds me of that all the time. He's like, you do a great job of putting out the messages that I give you, but not the best job of taking them for yourself and applying them yourself. And I was like, first of all, ouch. But at the same time, yeah, you're absolutely right. But to answer the question myself, something that I specifically want to focus on is something that we talked about, I think, before we hit record, which is follow through and consistency. I tend to have a lot of great ideas, a lot of big ideas, and even outside of that, just have an excitement for something that God has put on my heart. And I feel like, and it is so... My pride really does not want to admit this and say this on this microphone, because I'm like, but what about the times that you have? But a lot of times, or sometimes, my work ethic isn't all the way there, you know? And so I can start off really good in excitement, and then it dwindles out. And I've noticed that in all areas of my life. In work and creative endeavors, even sometimes in leadership. And my pride is it's angry right now. But because I don't like to admit that, my pride is like, but what about the times you did have good work ethic? But it's consistency, and I struggle in consistency in almost every area of my life, and it feels really hard to keep it together. And I get so down on myself about that. And I get so frustrated. And I'm like, God, I don't know how you can trust me with any of the stuff you trust me with. And it's like, because it feels like I'm always going to be in this cycle of starting off well and then falling off. Mm-hmm. And it feels like, am I ever going to be consistently just good? You know? Yeah, I don't know. That's something that I want to work on, though.
And... there's nothing wrong with being zealous or ambitious. I think those are great qualities to have. It really helps you put passion into what you do. It helps you enjoy what you do and become really good at what you do. But as Christians, I think applying that ambition to God's plan, God's will, and not spreading yourself too thin is what's going to really help you follow through and be consistent on one end. Now, sometimes we're following through on God's plan, we kind of just, we feel like our fire fizzles out with that. To that, I would say, keep yourself filled. Make sure you're, like I said, like you said, I mean, I can say it, but it's not always that easy. Keeping yourself filled with the word. And if you don't feel like you can encourage yourself, maybe looking to others in your community to encourage you.
Yeah, that's true. And I think, too, I just have to hold myself more accountable. Because I do fully realize that it is a me thing. Yeah. Even when I'm not spreading myself too thin, it's just because, like I said, it's in, I see it in every area where sometimes I just have a lack of follow through. And yeah, I don't know. It sounds dramatic, but sometimes it feels like it's always going to be that way, you know? And I know that it doesn't have to be, and it's going to take discipline. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's just something that I want to hold myself more accountable with. And the biggest thing is just praying for the grace to just do it, even when I don't feel like it. Because that's the thing, too. A lot of times, that's why I said I got to hold myself accountable, because I just let myself off the hook. I'm like, you know, I don't feel like it.
I think that's why it's so important to have a good Christian community, too, to reach out in those moments where you don't feel like you can encourage yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because there surely have been times where I feel like, okay, I don't have it in, you know, I need to either vent to someone or just explain the situation to someone. You never know what other people are going through as mm-hmm. well. And while you say, you know, you don't think you've been consistent, you haven't followed through, yada, 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 I feel like together, you and I, we have held each other accountable. And just for an example here with this podcast, have really balanced each other out, because there will be times where I'm like, and I know we didn't get everything done that we would talk about and stuff like that. But just in a general sense, there'd be times where I'm like, I don't feel like doing this, da, 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 da. You text me, call me, okay, so we're going to do this, da, 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 da. You want to do this? And I'm been like, yeah. And then eventually, you know, I'm back in the thick of it. And then vice versa, there'd be times where you're like tired or you feel like you're not enthused about it, and I'm enthused about it. And I think having that energy and having people in your space that are just feeding that positive energy and really feeding into what God would have his vision are going to be important too, because we can't do everything on our own. And that is important too.
Yeah.
For you, that's encouragement for you, my friend. It's okay to need help. It's okay to accept help.
Yeah. Good stuff.
yeah.
Good stuff.
Guys, we are so grateful that you've decided to come back. 2023 is going to be an amazing year. So guys, please stay tuned. This year, 2023, Cloning a Friend, Season 2. Peace.